Baghdad isn't the only war zone capital where people are trying to carry on life as normally as possible. It's been a rough few months in Tripoli, too. Fighting between rival militias broke out in Libya's capital in July. That led to a takeover by Islamist-leaning groups that oppose the country's parliament. The government says it's lost control over Tripoli, while many residents there have decided to distract themselves from the turmoil by flocking to the beach. Marine Olivezi takes us there.
Abdul Razak Ali is the one man I've met in Libya's capital who's not complaining about business. He owns a 100-foot-long stretch of the coast in downtown Tripoli. Ali can't really predict when people descend on his patch of sand, but he knows they will. These days, hitting the beach has nothing to do with weekends, office hours, or the weather. It's all about the power cuts.
Every time the electricity goes, they come. Lately, the time it's really been full has actually been at close to midnight, 11 p.m., 12 p.m. You get electricity cuts at night, it gets very hot. Not necessarily going for a swim, but just sit on the beach, have a bit of a cool down.
Sitting at one of the tables that rent for $8 a day is a fully clothed mother watching her 9-year-old daughter splash in the water. Fatima Mohammed says she comes to the beach to hear this. Instead of that.
It's just a very nice place to escape to. I'd actually just got home from a friend's house and I'd realized my neighbor has bought himself a bigger generator. And honestly, it sounds like a machine gun firing off a front line. It's just very, very annoying. It's very loud. You can't hear yourself think. I just needed to get out of there and just needed to get somewhere safe and somewhere quiet where I could just sit down and just come and watch the kids play. And obviously the sea is a nice, relaxing place. So we just come here and escape it all.
Her daughter's school reopened a few days ago, but most are still closed. So are universities, many public offices and even private businesses across town. 5 weeks of intense fighting between rival militias this summer brought Libya's capital to a standstill. Clashes have subsided for now, but the city has yet to recover. Beside the daily power cuts, hour-long lines at gas stations have stalled traffic, closed banks have shuttered business, and the bombed-out airport means there's no easy getaway. No surprise, then, many are turning to the beach with a vengeance.
This is great. She's well equipped. She's got everything. The pastries, the teacups.
Suher offers cookies and coffee. She works at an old facility on the outskirts of Tripoli. Only half of the staff shows up to work these days. The latest fighting has been more disruptive for business than the revolution itself, she says. But the biggest change is people's mindset.
From a work perspective, in 2011, I think a lot of people, especially when the revolution kicked off, a lot of people were inspired to go to work to try and help the country in some way or another. And everybody was just inspired to work at that time.
Now, slacking seems to make more sense. The country is split between two parliaments, two governments, and countless militias. You don't know who's your enemy, you don't know who's your friend, Suwer says. People just feel powerless and don't see the point of putting in the effort. Fatima's daughter watches her brother and his friends playing racquetball and laughs at every mess. Her mom has her eyes set on something else.
So because I live so close, I can just watch the other houses and see when the electricity's back, I'll be here until it comes back.
The night before, there was still no power at 2 a.m., Fatima gave up, and the family went home to bed. For The World, I'm Marine Olivezi, Tripoli, Libya.